What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. So you guys are probably wondering what I've been doing lately. Well, I've been moving. Moving sucks. You guys all know that, right? It really does. It sucks. That's all I've been doing last month, is just move. I don't like it. I don't like lifting heavy things and carrying them upstairs or whatever. Luckily, I didn't have to go upstairs. But I move into my new place because I had to. Because I've been getting some unwanted attention in my personal life. People walking up to me, shaking my hands, you know, shaking my hand and fucking, you know what I mean, and saying, oh, I like your content, I like your work. I was like, what work are you talking about? Are you talking about my porn videos, or are you talking about my YouTube videos? What is it? And they say, they're like, oh, well, your YouTube videos. Okay. Random people walking up to me wanting to shake my hand. And you know, I get a little standoffish at times because I don't know these guys' true intentions. They may be reaching out to shake my hand, but you know what? I may reach out and try to shake their hands. They may poke me in the eye. They may sock me in the fucking nose. You never fucking know. You don't know. So it started getting too close to home. So you know what? I just said, you know what? It's time for me to move before I get doxxed. Because there's a lot of sick people out there, and there's a lot of people attacking MGTOWs. Just, you know, just like Mike the MGTOW Monk and other people out there. And you know what? I started to feel it. I really started to feel it coming my way. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to move. I no longer live in Albuquerque anymore. You know, I live in another city next over to it. But I do not no longer live in Albuquerque anymore. I don't. So I just didn't want to get doxxed, you know, for my own personal safety. And the neighborhood that I was living at the time, you know, there was a lot of break-ins, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of my neighbors got broken into, even when they were in their house. One of my neighbors saw the actual intruder break down the door, go into his house, and he just yelled, "Hey!" And then they took off. That's how fucking ridiculous that neighborhood was becoming. It used to be a very quiet, peaceful neighborhood. Everybody wants a quiet, peaceful neighborhood, right? So do I. I found my peace of quiet here. Okay, there's no longer a black curtain behind me, but there's a little bit of an echo in here. Well, that's okay. You know, when everything gets, when I get the rugs in here, there'll be less echoey. I hope you guys all had a good 4th of July, because I sure as hell did it. I spent too much time setting things up, moving things around, setting up my TV, my video games, setting up, especially this area right here, this other bedroom that I got right here. No, you know, I don't plan on anyone cohabitating with me, not a man nor a woman, to come in here. So one of the bedrooms, you know, I decided, you know, well, I'm gonna make this my little studio room, you know what I mean, where I can make my MGTOW videos or whatever. So this is gonna be the room here. I may paint the wall black because, you know, I like everything dark and underground. But I probably won't do that. But I may put a curtain up there or a banner or something like that. But yeah, that's what I've been doing so far. And there's been times, you know, that I've been wanting to walk away from the MGTOW manosphere, but I wanted to still be a MGTOW. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people lately, especially Vox out there, man. I knew he was going to do this. He's a young kid, and you know what? He's talking about MGTOWs complaining all the time. You know, I hear him more complaining about anything, because on these live streams, he's always complaining. He can't handle a debate. He can't handle a debate, you know what I mean? He's about politics and all that shit. When a lot of people called him out on stuff, you know what I mean? He didn't even have an answer for it. It was hilarious. You know, I like the kid and everything, but you know what? Good. You know, I'm glad he made this the decision he made. And I'm glad he doesn't hate MGTOWs, you know what I mean? Because there's some people out there that were MGTOW, like fucking angry MGTOW, that asshole that stole a bunch of fucking goddamn, you know, took a bunch of money from a bunch of guys that looked up to him and taken his advice and everything, and then he fucking turns around and slaps him on the fucking face. That's some fucking bullshit, dude. That is some sociopathic fucking bullshit. And people wonder why I am not religious. I don't believe in religion. Yeah, sure, there may be a God out there and everything. But you know what? All these religious assholes that try to shove things into my brain, and they're like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be fucking fornicating with a bunch of bitches. Okay, I don't want to hear it. Because you fucking do the same thing. What was the Vatican? The Vatican, they had brothels in there, right? That's lusting, that's fornicating, all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? Come on. Come on. But you know what? Forget about all that, but let's get back to Locke. I knew he was going to do that. I knew he was going to wind up leading MGTOW because he's too goddamn young. And one of my past videos, I used to say to these youngins, I said to these youngins out there, before I even knew about Igor, okay? Before I even knew about Igor, I made a video about these young kids, you know, looking at MGTOW. Yeah, you can look at us and listen to us all you want, but that doesn't make you a MGTOW. Because you never went through the same road that we went through with women. I know a female's nature. I definitely know a female's nature. Because I have, and I am going to still, dibble-dabble in the adult industry. I am. Bottom line, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep dibble-dabbling in it. Because I know a female's nature. But Vox, you know, and Igor and all you youngins out there, just because you listen through me and you listen to my knowledge, it doesn't make you a MGTOW. You're not even a man yet. You haven't even been with a woman yet. You got to understand something here. You got to go through the experiences that me and other MGTOWs out there have gone through. Okay? And then you can build that knowledge. And you know, all that knowledge that we gave you, you need to apply it. You really do. You need to apply it to what you're doing. You know what I mean? You want to have kids, you want to have a family, get married, go ahead. You can go ahead and do that. My professor, my son, and himself has challenged us one time, and I took up on his challenge one day. He said, I want you guys to go out there and get into a relationship, possibly get married, have a kid or whatever, and try and make it work, and try to make this woman love you and not leave you. I bet you can't do it. That's what he said. I bet you can't do it. So I took up on his challenge. And I'm not an incel in any way, shape, or form. I'm not. I wouldn't be in the adult industry if I was an incel, okay? So I took up on his challenge. I got with this bitch, me and her, and you know, me and her just all screwing around. Like we do, and we were hanging out with each other. Sometimes she would pay, you know, when we go to a bar with each other, and you know, we would eat. Sometimes she would, when she was leaving, she's like, you know what, it's time for me to go, and this and that. So she would go, and then she would pay for my dinner, and she would pay for my drinks. I'm over here waiting for my tab, and then the waitress is over here. Oh, that girl that you're with, she paid your tab, and she paid your. Pay for your drinks and everything, which is cool. You know, this went on for months, and I thought she was the one. And she even wanted to get into a relationship with me, but somehow something clicked in her head that, you know what, she didn't want me anymore. And, you know, when I stopped talking to her and she called it quits with me, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm done. I took up on my professor's challenge, it didn't work. And you know, for the last fucking time, I didn't want to get into any relationships again. So this is why, you know, this is why I joined the adult industry. You guys probably heard this story time and time again, but a lot of you young kids out there like Box, yeah, I want you to go through this route. You guys, you said you wanted to get married and you wanted to have kids. Go ahead, do it. Try and make it work. It's going to be 2020. Women are getting more and more vicious out there. They're going to get even more and more vicious with this next election right now that's coming up. You think it was bad when Donald Trump, a while back, during that election, you think that was that bad? That was entertaining shit. seeing people getting pepper sprayed, getting hit, and all this shit. I mean, come on. It's going to be even worse nowadays. And when Trump gets reelected again, it's going to be a major shitstorm. It really is. But anyway, you youngins out there, just like Vox, you know what I mean? Go ahead, get married. Try and make it work. I bet you can't do it. And if you make it work, well then, you have your own philosophy there of how to make a relationship work. But you're still going to get some shit from other people. You really are. You're still going to get some shit. But, you know, you are doing, Vox, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Really, you really are. I told all you youngins, you need to go out there and experience a female's behavior. You guys need to date them, possibly marry them, to understand their behavior. So this way you can be a true MGTOW. I can't tell you, I try to make so many relationships work. But women, they just can't sit the fuck down. They can't. They can't sit the fuck down. They can't. That's my conclusion here. They can't sit down. Bottom line. They can't. They cannot settle down. But yeah, so far, this is what I've been doing right now. I've been setting up. There's a big old huge echo in the room and everything, but everything will get filled up here and there'll be a lot less echoing in here. But this is my new place. I had to leave my old place to hide out. So this is my new place. And you guys don't expect me to upload any new videos. I'm going to start uploading my older videos, the videos that actually started my channel in the first place, that got me here in the first place. Even though I'm shadow banned, and I am, and I still hear it from time to time, everyone's like, oh, well, I keep subscribing to your channel, but I keep getting kicked off. I can't do anything about it, guys. You know, I got a bit shoot, you know what I mean? I'll start uploading there. And, you know, me, I'm going to start uploading my old videos, a lot of my old videos that started my channel. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of yelling and screaming and all this shit. If you don't like it, just click it off, okay? Because that is what started my channel in the first place, because people thought my stuff was entertaining, because I was different. I was yelling, I was screaming, I was ranting and raving. Yes, I had to. Because I see this shit time and time again. Women want a good man, but when a good man comes their way, they just slam the door in their face. Or, you know what I mean, they hook up with them and just mislead them and all this shit, and then slam the door in their fucking face. And then take them from what they got. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, I see men cry time and time again about this all the time, and it hurts me. It hurts me just as bad as it hurts them, because I've studied women and I've realized their true nature. Women are not meant to love, period. They're not. And they believe that we are supposed to bust our back every fucking day for them and the kids. And they get to spend our money, my money, on whatever they want, and they don't have to fucking lift a finger to fucking do it. You know, to get the money and use it. So yeah, guys, you know, don't expect some new content. You'll expect some old content that I'd like to share over here on YouTube. And but yeah, that's all I've been doing. I've been moving. There was a time that I did want to leave the manosphere, but not in the way like everyone else is, like, oh, fuck MGTOW and this and that and blah, blah, blah. It's funny how people come on here and say that they're MGTOW and they want to change and say, they're like, oh, well, I woke up this morning, I realized, well, I don't want to be MGTOW. What triggered that, buddy? Come on. Oh shit, you know what I mean? I'm not. It's like a racist saying, waking up one day, like, oh, you know, I'm not a racist anymore. And he's over here saying, fuck black people, fuck Chinese people, fuck Mexican people, and. And then they wake up one day, oh, well, I'm not a racist anymore. You can't undo what you just said. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be forever a MGTOW because this is who I am. Okay, you're not gonna see me dressed up in a tuxedo walking down an aisle, you know what I mean, and then getting married. You're not gonna see that. You're not gonna see that. Ever. You're not. It's fucking hilarious how people come on here and say they're MGTOW and then they fucking slap us in the face and they're like, fuck MGTOW, this is a fucking shit show and blah 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 blah. That's hilarious, dude. You can't even, if you can't make up your mind about being a MGTOW, you can't make up your mind anyway. You're just fucking stupid. Oh, angry MGTOW, that scumbag, man. He fucking fucked everybody up. He was just like... It was like other guy, JP Gunner. He even admitted that he scammed MGTOW just to get some money. I mean, that's a whole level of fucking mental retardation right there, man. Holy shit. Man, that cannot be cured at all. Imagine me preaching all this MGTOW stuff and then coming onto the camera and be like, fuck MGTOW, fuck everybody, and fuck everything that they stand for, and blah, 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 blah. That would just be stupid. That would make me look stupid on my part. No, I'm forever MGTOW. I'm a Lycus 101 student first, but I'm a MGTOW second. Oh my god, how MGTOW is changing. Oh my god. I'm seeing a lot of fake ass motherfuckers on there too. You need to be roasting those motherfuckers, man. These fake ass fucking motherfucking MGTOW motherfuckers using the fucking MGTOW acronym just to fucking get views. Fucking hilarious. But yeah, you guys, I haven't gone away, okay? I'll be making some new content here in the future. Don't worry about it. I'll be back. But a lot of people are pushing me to do some live streaming. I'm probably going to start doing that. So you guys out there, I hope you guys had a good 4th of July. I know I didn't. But because of this fucking move. I still gotta rearrange things around, so that's what I've been doing. I haven't gone anywhere, I probably never will go anywhere. So, MGTOW for life. See you guys, peace. I'm Mr. Vicious, signing off.